The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Hoosier Huddle Podcast. I'm your host, Sammy Jacobs. Along with us is TJ Inman. And joining us shortly will be Matt Weaver of Pigs.com, here to talk Indiana football and the recruiting season. We are 8 days away from the early signing period. It's December 19th, 7 days if you want to jump ahead, since it is almost midnight, but 6 p.m. So we'll welcome in Matt Weaver, talk about visitors who were on campus this weekend, visitors who are planning to be on campus this weekend or next weekend, and who might be interested in the Hoosiers and how this class may round out. We bring in TJ Inman. TJ, how are you this evening?
Yeah, doing fine. Certainly wish we were still talking about Indiana games, but still, this is an exciting recruiting class to discuss. I know that Matt's going to bring a ton of insight. That it's always great to have him on, and share what he knows and what he can share about the class coming in. Really is quite a remarkable group of guys that they've assembled so far, and might add to given kind of the lack of resources in the program compared to our Big Ten brethren, as well as results on the field the past couple of years haven't quite gotten where you wanted them to get. They've been close, but not quite there. But Tom Allen and his staff continue to recruit at a high level that gives you hope that can, turn around beginning next season. But, as we've certainly realized time and time again, you got to see that on the field. But we can't really tackle those realities until next season. So for now, the best we have is to talk about the incoming guys, and that's exciting.
Yeah, and before we get Matt on, TJ, I want to wish you and Amy a happy anniversary. It's been 8 years. You've obviously done things right enough, well enough, that you could hop on a podcast on anniversary night. So I appreciate that. Amy, my best. But right now we're going to bring in Matt Weaver. It's a high season for recruiting. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, Matt. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
No problem. Surviving. Another day, another dollar. but, what happens if the Fight Club stays at Fight Club?
Yeah.
Do a whole other podcast on that if people were interested. Matt, IU is coming off a big recruiting weekend. They had over a dozen guys on campus. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about who were some of the bigger recruits on campus last weekend and how those visits went.
Well, I mean, as far as the uncommitted guys, the headliner was David Bell. Everybody here in Indiana knows about him, the receiver from Orange Central, four-star guy. I spoke to David yesterday, and the visit went good. There's a lot of smoke that Purdue is kind of his leader. He gave me the standard. Everybody's even right now, whether that's true or not. It's hard to say, but he had a great visit. He really liked it. Whether they did enough to catapult themselves up to the top, we'll have to wait and see. But I'm not sure there's much else they could have done to impress him. I mean, it sounded like it was a great visit. Christian Williams, the four-star D-tackle out of Memphis. That's a guy the staff really would love to get. He also had a really good visit. I think he's been to Memphis and Minnesota, and then he goes to Mizzou this week. You'll have to wait a little bit on him. He's going to basically be a signing day decision. But Indiana's in great shape with him. You obviously got some Memphis guys on the team already. He's friends with Cam Jones. So you got a little bit of a connection there. But he would obviously be a huge get. Really, really good interior D lineman, which, you know, those guys are not easy to find. So, you know, if they're able to pull that off, that'd be great. Danielson Ike, who's from Rockhurst High School in Kansas City. It's actually the high school Brandon Shelby, the corners coach for the Hoosiers. Big, huge offensive tackle. He's an interesting story. He's from Nigeria, and I think he originally lived in Miami and moved up to Kansas City. This is only his second year playing football. He played soccer in his native country, which I can't imagine playing soccer against a guy that size, but he did it. And, you know, he's a little raw because he's so new to the sport, but he's got a really high upside. You know, moves well, big guy. Just kind of has to learn some more of the nuances of the game and the technique and that kind of stuff. But you bring him in, you can obviously redshirt him and, you know, work on his technique and coaching him up. But he could be a really good player. He's supposed to visit Michigan this weekend. As far as I know, that's going to happen. Michigan, though, could be getting a sixth O-lineman this week when Treger Keegan makes his decision. So we'll see if they still bring him in. Sixth lineman is an awful big class. After that, got Nick Toomer, DB out of Sandy Creek in Georgia. I was close to weighing him in June. He committed to Stanford. He's still committed to Stanford. They're trying to flip him. There was a lot of confidence coming out of the visit. It's died down a little bit in the last couple of days. It's gone sideways, but I think it's been a little bit harder to flip him than, you know, and not that it's easy to flip a kid from Stanford. Usually when guys commit to Stanford, they stick with Stanford, but, you know, they're doing everything they can. So, you know, we'll see what happens there. Everett Cunningham, JUCO DN, really good pass rusher from East Mississippi. If anybody watched the show, was it Last Chance U? Put up good stats. They were the national champions this year at junior college level. He had a great visit. He is scheduled to go to Central Florida this weekend, so there's some competition there. You know, obviously it's one of those things you just have to kind of wait and see what happens with him. But, you know, I know he really likes IU. And then last couple guys, Reggie Todd, from another JUCO, a guy from Mississippi. I think if they push for him, they'll get him, and I think they really like him. They may want to wait and see what happens if they get a feel for what happens with David Bell this week. Because they wanted to take three receivers, and they're getting tight on spots. But he's a guy that would be a really good player. You know, obviously, if you get Bell, then you're probably done a receiver, and you obviously have to pass on a good player like Todd, but you can't pass on David Bell, obviously. And the guy I should have mentioned earlier, he's actually one of the top guys, Cameron Williams, the in-state linebacker from Andrian. Indiana's in the driver's seat from everything I'm hearing. I put in a crystal ball pick for him, as Steve Wiltfong and some others on 247. He is scheduled to go to Purdue this week. I'm assuming that's still on, but it won't be shocking to me if he doesn't make that visit. But I think Indiana's in great shape with Cam. You know, really good. Could be a Husky. Could be an outside linebacker, the stinger position. Athletic guy. You know, just the perfect fit for what Tom Allen's looking for on defense.
Yeah, Matt. That's an impressive list. And I mentioned right before you came on, how good of a class this was looking like so far, particularly when you consider, you know, the resources that IU's dealing with from a football standpoint compared to the rest of the teams in the Big Ten, and, you know, looking at the on-field results, which are not ideal through Tom Allen's first 2 years. Not awful, but not where you want them. I think that's a very impressive list of guys to be bringing in at one weekend. You know, you mentioned Reggie Todd and you can't pass a guy like David Bell. I completely agree with that, but it really would. I think if Reggie Todd is ready to commit to Indiana and a guy that they can get, I'd hate to miss out on him, because I look at what I saw from his film and what I know of him coming originally from Mississippi State, after transfer from there, you know, I look at Reggie Todd as a guy that could be the most talented receiver on the Indiana roster next season. Playing that, or do you think he has the chance to be an impact player right away for Indiana if they're able to haul him in?
Oh, I agree. I mean, he's obviously got great size. What is he? 6'5", I believe.
Yep.
You know, 6'5", but listen, at 6'5", 203. He was a basketball player. and was a Division One, you know, level caliber player. In fact, I think he committed to a basketball offer before deciding to play football. So, you know, you obviously got the athleticism there and all that kind of stuff, the ball skills. But yeah, I agree. You know, to me, they're going to take David Bell no matter what. So if you take Reggie Todd,
right.
He pops tomorrow. You know, what's happened is somebody else, another position is going to get squeezed out of a spot. And it's, you know, obviously, I mean, there's just no way you're going to do that. It's just the right thing to do, the smart thing to do. But I agree with you. I think, and I don't know how close Reggie is to a decision. I know IU is his leader all the way through up to this visit. And everything I heard is the visit went great. But and to me, if he's ready to pull the trigger, the old saying, a bird in the hand, I don't know how you say no.
Yep, I would agree with that.
Matt, going forward, IU has a lot of holes to fill, still a lot of roster management to take care of that, you know, needs to be balanced out. What are the biggest needs for IU the rest of the class?
Well, obviously, you know, the one that everybody talks about, the quarterback, and they've had one in David Baldwin, the lefty from down in IMG. He's actually from California, but spent his senior year at IMG. He was at Missouri last weekend. They're in good shape there. It's just a little interesting to me that it just seems like they match up perfectly, but it hasn't happened. So, you know, you kind of wonder if, you know, they're waiting on something else. And I'm not exactly sure what that might be, but I know they're exhausting every avenue, not just, you know, like regular traditional recruits like a David Baldwin, but you know, I think they're monitoring the transfer market as far as guys that could be available. That way, you know, I guess maybe grad transfers or even traditional transfers. So, you know, I think we'll have some resolution this week on or at least by next week for sure. But I mean, they will get a quarterback, and they will get a quarterback in this early signing period. I will be shocked if that doesn't happen. I mean, I almost never say never, but I think there's no way that they don't get a quarterback in this early signing period. So that's a big one. They want to add another receiver. We talked about, obviously, Reggie Todd and David Bell. You know, just go by position. Tight end, they're done. O-line, they'd like to get three more guys. And one of the guys who did this weekend, I talked about Matthew Bedford. He's being wooed by some big programs. This is Mississippi State and South Carolina. I heard the visit went well. I heard there's, you know, I would say cautious optimism that he's going to stick. But until you get to signing day and you get that you know, the letter of intent back from him, you just don't know. But they want to add three more O-line, but they got a couple coming in this weekend that I know about. D-line, they got a pretty good D-line group, but obviously you'd love to have a Christian Williams, but love to have to add an Everett Cunningham. So we'll, you know, obviously, you know, it's not a killer if you don't get those guys, but it's kind of, you know, it would be really nice to get them. Linebacker, it's Cam Williams, I think, are pretty much our bust. I mean, they've been talking to Cam Blount, who spelled with a K, K-A-M Blount. He's committed to Maryland. He's from over there in the Baltimore area. He could visit next month. That's what he's telling me. You know, if they get Cam Williams, my guess is they're done. And then DB, I talked about Nick Toomer. I don't think they're bringing in a safety this weekend. So if they don't get Nick next week, then I think you look at, they'll probably bring in Jamal Hill from Georgia and Cecil Powell, who's from Florida, South Florida. Those could be two guys that could be safety prospects that they'll bring in January. You know, corner, if they could add one more, I think they'd love to add MJ Devonshire from Aliquippa, which is right outside Pittsburgh. But it's not a huge need. They got two good ones, and I mean, Tywan Mullen and Larry Tracy. So anything is just, it's really, if you have an open spot and you basically, it's kind of like the NFL draft, you should draft best available instead of for need. Well, in recruiting, take best available player. If you get MJ Devonshire late in January, then you take him and be happy with it.
Yeah, going back to the quarterback position, if they do get a transfer, a grad transfer, is that kind of signaling, you know, maybe how they feel about Michael Penix's knee or Peyton Ramsey's, you know, future going forward with IU?
No, I think, I mean, the one thing about recruiting, you're trying to get great players. You know, I had a coach tell me, you know, the best way to, you know, the way to keep, to be a great program and to be consistently great is you try to recruit players that are better than what you've got. So, I mean, IU's got, you know, Stevie Scott was terrific. He's one of the best freshman running backs in the country. They're trying to go out and get a guy, and they got two guys who may be better than him. I mean, as good as Stevie Scott was, Samson James Ivory Leonard might be better. And that's saying a lot, but that's what you're trying to do. So they need a third quarterback. They're just trying to get the best guy they can get, whether that be a traditional guy, transfer. I don't, you know, if they get a transfer, whatever kind of transfer that may be, I don't think it's really an indictment on those guys. I think it's just we need another guy. You need more competition. Competition is how you get better. You know, they've got decent competition. They need another guy. You need a third guy who can push the first two. And, you know, that's what they're trying to get. And, you know, to me, it's not really – doesn't say anything about what they have. It's just more about what they need. They need more talent at that position because, you know, we saw what happened this year. Guys get injured and you're kind of stuck and you're in a bad spot. And if the guy's not playing well, you don't really have any recourse as far as going to somebody else.
And then going forward, we've seen some attrition. You saw Austin Doerr announce that he's transferring. Devondre Love went through senior day. And it's called his career over due to injuries and things like that. I believe Isaac James was the other redshirt junior to go through senior day activities. Do you expect any more attrition from IU that could open up some spots in the recruiting class and especially for some early enrollees? And you could answer that second part. Last, you know, how many early enrollees should IU fans expect this period?
Well, by my scholarship count, which is obviously unofficial and may not be accurate, but I have them with six more openings. They got 17 commits. I haven't been able to take, and that's because they have right now 79 guys on the roster. I've heard that they're going to sign a full class of 25. So there's obviously going to be or has been attrition that we just don't know about. So that wouldn't shock me. I mean, I think there's a few guys that are probably going to move on for whatever reason, lack of playing time, whatever it may be. Who that will be, we'll have to wait and see when that gets announced. As far as early enrollees, Samson James will be one. Larry Tracy will be an early enrollee. Matthew Bedford will be an early enrollee. Michael Kadick, the old lineman from Pennsylvania, will be an early enrollee. Kervins Bonham, the linebacker from down in Florida. He's from Canada, but he went to high school down in Florida. He told me, I hadn't had to check in with him, but the last time I told him, he was trying to find out if he's going to be, he wants to be. But that's his plan. I'm not for sure on him, so he's kind of up in the air. And then the other one is CEO, and I'm not going to try to say his last name, but we know he is the big D tackle, the Samoan kid, who's also from down at the same school as Kervins. He is on course, as far as I know, to be an early enrollee, and that's a big one because they need interior D linemen. And then if you get like an Everett Cunningham, if you get a Reggie Todd, and then depending on what quarterback you get, I'm not sure if David Baldwin, let's say they get him. I'm not sure if he's a mid-year guy. I haven't checked on that, and I apologize for that, but I would assume that a quarterback, there's a good chance he'll be a mid-year enrollee. I think they can probably take, I mean, looking at the roster and all the fifth-year guys they have, they should be able to get around eight or nine mid-year enrollees. I'm not sure how many I named off, maybe half a dozen. So they still should have room for a couple more. If you're able to land like a Jay Williams, the JUCO tackle who's really kind of blown up, I mean, it's going to be tough, but if you could land him, he would be a mid-year enrollee. There's a chance Blake Badier, I think that's how you say his name, from Snow College. He's a JUCO lineman. There's a chance he could visit this weekend. I think Mizzou is the other option for him. But he would be an early enrollee, mid-year guy. So there's going to be a good number of guys, two faces for spring ball in this signing class. And a lot of them are guys that I think they will and they need to be able to play right away.
Go
ahead,
question.
DJ.
Yeah, one question that I had, we'll talk about this more, as signing day happens or afterwards, but, of the guys that Indiana has signed, you could either take this as, what positions they need most that are the guys are going to help, or just what players do you think are in best position because of their talent to help Indiana in 2019. We saw instant impact guys on the field in 2018. Stevie Scott's obviously the big one that stands out, but there were other for the Hoosiers, an under-the-radar guy like Micah McFadden comes to mind. So, who are a few guys that you look at and say, that's a really big get, not just for long-term, but right away for Indiana's program?
Well, to me, when I look, when I try to project forward for that, the first thing I look at is, you mentioned it, where's your biggest need? So when you look on offense, presumably all the receivers will be back, but you could probably use, you lose Timian and Jayshon, who were slot guys. You got Watt back, but maybe a little depth there. So you look at, maybe could a receiver, obviously if you get Reggie Todd, he's playing. I mean, he's a JUCO, he's playing. So that would be a guy, as far as commit. Jordan Jakes might be a guy you might want to – he probably is a redshirt. Deshaun Brown's really – their most recent commit is interesting. He hasn't played receiver, but he's a dynamic guy, kind of like a Reese Taylor. So can he get up to speed quick enough to help him? I mean, I think he could help him if he can get up to speed quick enough. O-line, they're going to have some losses. If you get a JUCO, obviously you would expect him to be plugged in. If you hold on to Matthew Bedford, it's tough to play early on the O-line. I think we all know that. But Bedford's going to be a mid-year guy. He's going to have the extra time to get bigger and stronger and then also practice. I'm not saying he'll start, but he maybe pushes for the two deep. Maybe he gets in the mix. If you get a quarterback, he could be in. Running back, as good as Samson James and Ivory Winters are, I think it will be tough to get on the field, but it's not out of the question. I think they both have a chance. Tight end, Gary Cooper, they're going to have some decent guys at tight end. My guess is he's probably a four-game guy maybe. You see him for four games and he's a red shirt. Defensively, D-tackle. I mentioned CEO. I think Bo Robbins has a really good chance to play right away. Tywan Mullen at corner. They're pretty deep at corner, but I think Tywan Mullen's special. I mean, you asked about guys who stand out. He stands out to me. I think this kid is South Florida. He's got that. He knows how to play the game. He's got all the athleticism and all that kind of stuff. He needs to get a little bit bigger, but I mean, his feet are really, really impressive. Just the way he plays the position. And then Cam Williams, if you add him, I think, and linebacker, they got a lot of good guys there, but I think Cam Williams is a guy that gets on the field kind of like Cam Jones did this year, because he brings that athleticism that they have. I like Dorian Jones. I like Kervins Barnum. I mean, on defense, they're going to play a lot of guys. It wouldn't shock me. And then you see some of these guys get onto special teams too. But off the top of my head, those are some of the guys that I think have a chance to really come in and make an impact early on.
Thanks, Matt. We've got, one more weekend before the early signing period coming up. According to, the 247 website, it looks like Jeremy Passmore and a couple others are visiting this weekend. Any your visitors heading to IU this weekend?
Yeah, right now, what I can for sure know is Jamie Simmons, there's been a story on him. He's a big tackle out of Alabama. He's kind of come on here late. I don't know if he visited UAB last week, and he's supposed to go to Nebraska this weekend. I'm not sure what happened there, but I don't know if they canceled the visit or he changed it. He hasn't been offered by IU, which is unusual for a guy to visit when he doesn't have an offer, especially this late in the recruiting cycle. But he's a big, 6'5", 270. They're looking for tackles. I would assume if he visits, they offer. I'm still trying to get some information on him because he's such a new name. But he's intriguing. Obviously, Jeremy Passmore, he's been committed for a long time. He's one of the rock-solid guys. He just hasn't had a chance to visit because his team played in the state championship that was this past weekend, so all of his weekends were full. And then Antoine Whitner confirmed that today. Actually, if you guys remember Josiah Sears, former IU fullback, he's the co-coordinator down at IMG, and texted with Josiah, and he confirmed that Antoine's visiting. He's listed as a D-tackle on 247. He could play O-line. I think they'll just bring him in, kind of like they did with Britt Berry. Bring him in and see where he fits best. Maybe it's D-tackle, maybe it's offensive guard, but he's a big, big kid, got some athleticism. One of those guys where he's just got a good body and you just kind of good frame and you kind of figure out where he plays once you get him on campus. There could be a couple. I mentioned Blake, I think it's Beatty, or I could be saying that wrong, the kid from Snow College out in Utah. He's a JUCO. He's a guy that if you get him, you're obviously looking to him to play right away. I think it's between IU and Missouri whether he visits. I'm not sure where he's going to go yet, but those are the names. Like, it's not going to be a huge weekend. It's going to be kind of like that first weekend after the Purdue game where it was like four or five guys. It'll probably be about the same this weekend. They've got their guys lined up, and then in January, I think they'll still have a few spots left, and you'll see some visitors come in January as well.
All right, thanks, Matt, for joining us this evening, and good luck with covering recruiting here. It's gonna we all know that these signing days, you put a lot of work, and we appreciate it. We appreciate you taking the time to jump on with us, and thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care. Have a happy anniversary there, TJ.
Yep. Thanks a lot, Matt. You're the best.
Okay, see you guys.
All right, that is Matt from Leagues.com with great stuff as usual. The early signing period start date is December 19th. It's a 3-day period. It's the 21st, I believe, and we have full coverage on it. You know, Indiana has 17 bits right now. A handful of them have made it clear that they're signing at that early signing period on social media. So we'll see. It's a class right now that is ranked 40th nationally, 10th in the Big Ten, that if they could add some of these pieces that we were talking about, could leap up into that top 40, maybe even higher into the top 35 and into the middle part, upper middle part of that Big Ten, the 14-team Big Ten, but into that mess at there. You have a lot of coach changes. This recruiting cycle is going to be really interesting in the Big Ten. You have Urban Meyer stepping down for health reasons and other reasons, and you know, who knows where he says he's done coaching, but I'd not be shocked if he's at USC or somewhere else in the next couple of years, because that's just how he comes off. But you have Mike Locksley at Maryland, new head coach there, just named, and how the recruiting sphere is going to react to that. Rutgers is bringing back Chris Ash in a move that's, you know, it's interesting to watch because they bottomed out this year 1-11, and you know, we'll see what they do. And then you have Michigan State, Michigan, and Penn State, of course, in the East. And then in the West, you have Jeff Brohm coming back at Purdue, and you know, Iowa or Nebraska has another year, a full year with Scott Frost doing recruiting instead of recruiting for Nebraska and coaching UCF and things like that. So it'll be interesting to watch how the Big Ten shakes out during signing day. TJ, any final thoughts?
No, like I said earlier, I think it's an impressive class so far, but obviously the goal, you know, it's closing time here for the recruiting class. So hopefully Indiana's able to finish strong, keep everyone they got. I know Bedford is kind of the one that is considered the potential flip. Matt mentioned that. So hopefully he stays on because I know they really like his potential as an offensive lineman. You know, keep everybody you got and then add another six or seven. And if Indiana really does bring in a full class of 25, if the guys that we are talking about today are the ones that get added to this class, you know, that's the best class on paper that Indiana's had in any recent memory. So very exciting, certainly. And, you know, it is just recruiting. And, you know, it's certainly true that some of these guys will not ever have an on-field impact, but some of them definitely will. This is how you build your program. It's how you build your team. And getting the best class on paper is the goal. So, so far, so good that this recruiting cycle. Hopefully Indiana can finish strong.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, star rankings and rankings like that are something that is hotly debated whether they matter or not. It's definitely a mix of how much talent you could bring in and then how well your coaching staff develops that talent. And we saw guys from last year, we mentioned Stevie Scott, from last year who, you know, have been late at and kind of been sleepers that have risen up and have had great years. Marcelino Ball was one of those guys coming in a couple of years ago. And you know, it's fun to see and guess who might be that guy, you know, coming in. You know, you'd hope it's Sam James coming in, but he's not going to be a sleeper. He's the highest rated you has on their board right now. But, you know, maybe some of these other guys who were either under-recruited or overlooked and things like that, that maybe they have a great fall and a great spring. And that's always the, to me, the most fun part of watching these new guys come in and see how they take to college coaching. So that does it tonight's show. TJ, thanks for joining me. And again, shout out to Matt Weir for joining us. Enjoy your anniversary. Hopefully we didn't put you in the doghouse too far for doing this tonight. And and
we don't get to celebrate during the week, so no problem.
All right. Well, enjoy that. We'll be back on here, around bowl season to talk about college football playoff and things like that. So we'll keep the podcast rolling throughout the off season and keep talking college football. So thank you, TJ.
Yep. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We appreciate it.
That does it for tonight's episode of the Hoosier Huddle podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at @Hoosier_Huddle. It's HoosierHuddle.com. As well, the holiday season coming up, I'd like to remind people that we do have affiliate ads that help us out and help support us. Vintage Brands has some awesome gifts for the sports fans in your family. They have all these vintage posters, coasters, canvases, t-shirts, hats of all sports, pro, college, lots of cool teams, and like that, lots of fun items. So check that out if you have a sports fan in your family. And Amazon, we have an affiliate ad with them. If you're looking for anything on Amazon, just click one of our Amazon ads in our articles. It'll take you to Amazon. You get a kickback from that, and it helps us run the site, keep the site free for folks, and more. So that's our December update. We have signing day in 8 days. We'll have all your signing day coverage coming up on December 19th. We'll have somebody down in Bloomington for the coverage down there as well. So thank you for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your night.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
Yeah, I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.